You want to respond, Dr. Woods?
I appreciate the words and the sentiment of the messenger. We will take this as an unfriendly amendment for this purpose. It is our aspiration in this resolution simply to say that critical race theory and intersectionality are simply analytical tools.
It's not
They're
true.
Meant to be used as tools, not as a worldview.
It's not true. It's not
and
true.
We would also say that in light of the time, we don't have an opportunity to talk about the origins or, and, as well as the implications of critical race theory. When you begin to think about worldviews and philosophical constructs, the Apostle Paul appealed to the Epicurean sensualists. He appealed to the rationalists on Mars Hill. But that did not mean that Paul imbibed the views of the rationalists or the sensualists. When Apostle Paul quotes from Epimenides in Titus chapter 1:12, it did not mean that Paul believed that Epimenides' worldview was consistent. What we're saying is that this can be utilized simply as an analytical tool, not a transcendent worldview above the authority of Scripture. And we stand by the strength of this resolution.